there's case of cash in town, so the rates are going down. And something like cities like Harare, there's high demand, more business are in Harare. Then Kadoma is a small city, Peru small city, Ndikwete, there is low demand of foreign currency in those areas, so the rates in Peru are lower.
See, where do you get your foreign currency?
Most of the time, get our foreign currency from those who earn in foreign currency, like from NGOs. Because the rate on the black market is far much higher than the rate in the bank.
Where do you get your cash from?
We get our cash from businessmen, transporters.
Where else do you get your cash from? You were telling me that you get it also from the Reserve Bank.
Yeah, you see that cash is new, something like a brick of tea under 100 trillion. Sealed, not ever been opened, with a signature of a teller from Reserve Bank. For you to see that this case is from Reserve Bank, you see the signature and the name of the teller. For example, the teller from the Reserve Bank is Chaona. You can see that the name will appear on that brick of money. So that shows us that this man is from Reserve Bank. So yeah, it comes to us in different ways, but that person, it's obvious you get that man from the Reserve Bank. Here is now everyone is allowed to withdraw just only 100 billion from the bank. But you can see on the black market something like 100 trillion. Someone moving is that man. You show that you get that man someone from the top officials from the Reserve Bank, or top officials from the government, or something else. Like now we receive something like 100 billion, new notes of 100 billion. Maybe, let's say like today, the announcement of that we are going to use the 100 billion. After some few minutes, you see that man in the market in the bulk.